The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then to the disciple he said, "This is your mother." And from that moment, the disciple made a place for her in his home. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a really short gospel that we have this morning for this particular feast, and it's one of a number of options that we can use for most feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a beautiful passage if we have ears to hear what is going on here. Because here we know that we have Jesus on the cross, Mary, and John. And here we have the language given to her, given here rather to us, the disciple whom Jesus loved. So John is known, St. John is known as the beloved disciple. And we don't often hear his name in the scriptures. We don't often hear his name in the New Testament. We hear rather the beloved disciple. And one of the things that allows for us to do is to put ourselves in his place, because we too are called to be disciples of Christ. We too are to trust and follow Jesus, which are the main marks of a disciple of Jesus Christ. And so we can hear these words for ourselves. One is that we know as Jesus' beloved disciples, we are given also to his mother. Mary is given to us as our mother. Right? Woman, he says, woman, this is your son. These are your children. And then to his disciple, this is your mother. Mary is our mother. She's the mother of the church, mother of all Christians. And yet we have to make that reality our own as well. And that's the last little part of the passage here, which is, from that moment, the disciple made a place for her in his home. Made a place. Right? He actively made a place for Mary in his home. Okay? I think just perhaps a couple, beyond the gospel, a couple little things as well, is that we don't hear much from Mary in the gospel, but I think two of the most profound sayings, or two of the most profound, propositions for discipleship are given to us by Mary. And we see that when she first enters the scene, at the very beginning of the Jesus story in the Annunciation, where she says, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." Right? What humility Mary had in receiving her mission from God. How quickly she was to respond to God's call on her life. And how readily she surrendered herself to the God she knew as her loving Father and as her Savior. Okay. The other one, the other saying that's been in my mind all week, because it was the motto of the high school in which we dormed for the week, was I want to give you the Latin. I can't remember it too well, but "Quodcunque dixerit vobis facite." Yeah, I know, right? It's not just that it's too early, so we don't know Latin. So, whatsoever he tells you, do it. Right? We hear it in the gospel in that first miracle in Cana. Do whatever he tells you. And that's the key, my friends. And Mary shows us the way, and she loves us over the course of that way as well. But that's it for us, to be eager to do what Jesus tells us. Whatever he tells you, do it. And that is our life in Christ, the life that Mary embodies, models for us, and again intercedes for us, that we may know the way, we may know our call in Christ, and we may have the courage and strength to follow wherever he leads.